Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
You may have heard that things didn't exactly go the way I planned. But you know what? I'm doing okay. I've gotten to spend time with my family, especially my amazing grandchildren. I was going to give the entire commencement speech about them, but was talked out of it.
How inspiring.
Long walks in the woods. Organizing my closets, right? I won't lie. Chardonnay helped a little, too.
Oh, God. How far we are falling as a nation. This is a commencement speech. A genius like me is never invited. But this drunk lush, play the song. Go ahead. I'm talking here. So you listen to the lush. Do you realize what we missed? We didn't miss a bullet with her as president. Can you imagine having an ignoramus like her as president and a lush on top of it all? The ancients say there are four types of people. One who says mine is yours and yours is mine. They call that person an ignoramus. Another type of person says, mine is mine and yours is yours. This is the average person. They say that's the characteristic, actually, of Sodom. Then there's another type that says, mine is yours and yours is yours. They call that a pious or benevolent person. And finally, they define a wicked person as someone who says, yours is mine and mine is mine. That's a wicked person. Oh, boy. That doesn't leave us anywhere, does it? But we have so many things to do. But it's the beginning of summer here. It's the beginning of summer. Everyone's gone. They're on the road. Hot dogs, hamburgers, soy dogs, vegan dogs, schmegan dogs. And the Muslims are bombing all over the world. And the head of the DHS says you'd never leave home if you knew my terror info. You hear we're sitting here worried about them? Now they're threatening Las Vegas after a threat from the Muslims and ISIS. And Pentagon is planning an ICBM intercept test. And Chinese jets are buzzing a Navy plane. And the FBI is trying to indict Jared over a ham sandwich. Who was it who said that if the FBI wants to, they can indict you over a ham? They can indict a ham sandwich. They have no charges against Jared Kushner, but they're trying to indict him. And the only one who's speaking out cleverly on this, the most intelligent statements on this relentless attack upon the Trump family and Trump himself, is a liberal, a true liberal, named Alan Dershowitz from Harvard. I was never a fan of Alan Dershowitz. I never kind of liked the type. I left New York because of that type many years ago. I fled New York because of the Dershowitzes of New York. But as the years have gone on, I see that Dershowitz is actually true to the liberal credo. He's a true liberal, not a progressive. And he actually understands that what they're doing to Trump and his family is criminal, and it's like Joseph Stalin. Please listen to Alan Dershowitz in clip 04 on The Savage Nation.
I don't like criminal investigations to start on the, hoping that you have the target, maybe we'll find the crime, maybe we'll find the statute, and if we can't find the statute, we'll stretch the statute to fit the person. That sounds like Lavrenti Beria and Joseph Stalin. Show me the man and I'll find you the crime. I don't want to ever see that come to America.
Well, that's what's come to America. And strangely enough, there was a guy opposite him who used to be very fair-minded, who's lost his mind completely, Jeff Toobin, who I thought was a fair-minded lawyer, constitutional scholar or something, has gone completely crazy. He's gone badass. He is now saying the opposite. So, you know, the battle lines are drawn. We have good news as well. The candidate in Montana won up there in Brokeback Mountain country. Gianforte, who assaulted the so-called reporter Ben Jacobs, who's now a cultural hero, of course, to those in the media, because he's just like them. Whiny, tricky, slimy, out to get Trump. What more can you ask for an appearance on Good Morning America? You certainly don't want a conservative who stands for American values and who wrote a best-selling book. Why would you want that? Instead, get a slimy reporter who's never done anything in his life except to try to bring down a Republican. So Gianforte won anyway. I try to find out, by the way, you know who Gianforte is? You probably don't know. No, it's not Gianforte's Pizza on 18th Street. Gianforte is from Montana, and they almost set him up and almost destroyed him, they thought, but he won. The guy won. So the whole Democrat thing is in a disarray. And now we got the other stuff to worry about. You already forgot the killing of the little girls by the Muslims last week. That's not important. Instead, a body slam is bigger to you. All right. Why are they going after Jared Kushner? There's nothing there. They're going to try and indict him over nothing. And they, by the way, they may get something to nail him with that he didn't really do, that anybody would do. Notice there's no investigation of Hillary or Bill Clinton and Uranium One. Do you notice that? Have you noticed that there's no investigation of why that helicopter went down with 17 special men on it from SEAL Team, the SEAL Team that took down Osama bin Laden? Remember, there was no real investigation of that? All of these brave Democrats, these loudmouth, phony, criminal Stalinists. Okay, that's all I can say to you. It's early on in the show yet. I had a great show yesterday. Hour three, I talked about cars. I switched from politics to cars. If you only got the first 2 hours, you missed a great show because I'm a car nut. I've been a car nut all my life. I've always loved motors, noise, loudness, squealing tires, grease, oil, the smell of the grease paint and the roar of the crowd. The thing is, I love cars, and I asked you if cars are your hobby. We had a great third hour of what kind of cars people collect. It certainly had nothing to do with terror. Let me put it to you this way. You're never going to find an ISIS member in a sports car. Let's start with that. Why I love sports cars and classic cars. You're never going to find a Democrat in a sports car. Well, yes, you'll find them in sports cars. You'll never find a Democrat in a drag racing car. Never. You'll never find a Democrat. You'll never find an ISIS member in a dragster. You'll never find an ISIS member at a speedway, unless they're trying to blow it up, because that's all they do. They never gave anything to the world. What kind of religion, can I ask you this? They cite their religion as they set up bombs at concerts where little girls attend and blow them to pieces, and then they celebrate it. And so far as I know, CAIR has not yet apologized at all and say it has nothing to do with Islam. I haven't heard that yet. They haven't said a word. Has CAIR released a statement? Jim, will you look it up on the ISIS killing of the little girls? Where's the clowns in CAIR on the killing of the little girls? I don't know where they are. But what kind of religion poisons the minds of people to think that killing little girls is part of their religion? Tell me what kind of religion does that to a mind. If it's in their holy book, then we have real troubles in this country with freedom of religion. Let me tell you that. We better revisit what freedom of religion really means. I guarantee you the founders didn't mean that freedom of religion means you can bring in a holy book which says kill the infidel or cut his throat. I can guarantee you they didn't mean that when they said freedom of religion. I can guarantee it. But there's no investigation of that. So far, no investigation of imams preaching hatred. Now, FBI is saying that Mr. Kushner, the son-in-law of the president, didn't do anything, but they're probing him anyway. That's a form of character assassination. The FBI is now a rogue agency, completely out of control, functioning as though it is in the Soviet Union under Mr. Beria, the worst man in the history of the Soviet Union. Well, they were all pretty bad, but Lavrenty Beria and Joseph Stalin said, as Dershowitz said, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. That's what the new FBI is doing. Can you believe this? Instead of investigating imams who are preaching hatred, instead of investigating terrorists on a more vigorous basis, they're investigating the Trump family. Can you believe how sick this country has become? A witch hunt. Now, why are they going after Kushner? There's no evidence he did anything wrong. It's unclear what precisely Kushner may have done to have drawn the Soviets in the FBI to investigate him. It's simply a witch hunt and an attempt to destroy Trump from within by weakening him from the inner circle. It's terrible to watch this because today it's Kushner, tomorrow it's you. If you let a rogue agency like the FBI do this to Kushner, they can do it and they will do it to any one of you, whether you are a liberal or not. You are vulnerable and you know it. You know you've done something. I don't care if you're the biggest Democrat in the world. You know that you have a skeleton in your closet that they can find. And if you're going to let them get away with this kind of civil liberties abuse, you can be next. But I said it was a summer show. This is the kickoff to the summer. I already have a half a migraine just from even thinking about how evil this country has become under the Democrat, socialist, Islamist machine that after an attack on little girls in England, that they're focusing on Trump instead of on those who would destroy your little girl is astounding to me. So when did they come back? They didn't wear a veil in Saudi Arabia, but they wore veils in the Vatican. That was upsetting. Why did they wear veils in the Vatican and not in Saudi Arabia? Not wearing a veil in Saudi Arabia was good. That showed defiance of the throwbacks, right? But then they put a veil on for the old commie over there in the Vatican? What was that about? Okay, whatever. No one cares about this. I don't even know why Trump went to the Vatican. What was he going to gain from that? Nothing. Zero. Like a zero. I could feel like a dead show because there's no one out there today. Gianforte wins. I gave you 53 ideas. I talked about cars. Okay, forget about it. Let's go on to the next thing. What did I click? Okay, Zuckerberg's coming up. You know who he is? One of the richest schmendricks on the planet who got very lucky for co-developing Facebook with someone who sued him and won a fortune. Now the schmuck was worth $58 or $100 billion, says we should have universal basic income in a slimy, lispy voice. I can't believe what I'm listening to. He's going to end poverty. He's going to end disease. He's global, this, global, that. You got to hear clip 10. Here is Schmendrickberg. Mark Schmendrickberg, worth $58 billion, telling us that there should be universal basic income. Listen to clip 10. You got to hear this.
We should have a society that measures progress not just by economic metrics like GDP, but by how many of us have a role we find meaningful.
Like raping?
We should explore ideas like universal basic income to make sure that everyone has a cushion to try new ideas.
Wait. Universal basic income, if that is not straight out communism, can you tell me what is? You mean that the drunk in the street who urinates on himself, you mean that the junkie shooting up in an alleyway should have the same income that you have? So, you know, Mark, what I say is this. You live behind walls. You have a huge gated estate everywhere you live, because you know you're hated by a lot of people. And now you're saying we should have open borders, so we know you're a liar through and through. You're lying through your teeth. So he gives a speech in front of his employees calling for universal basic income. Why doesn't he begin by giving away his fortune to the poor? Let him start with his own fortune. Why doesn't the Pope give away the great art of the Vatican to those who are homeless in Europe? There are no homeless people because they all have a universal income as a result of the stupidity of those enemies within. But why doesn't the Pope give away the great art in the Vatican to help some of the poverty? Why doesn't Zuckerberg give away any of his wealth? Why doesn't Hillary give away any of the glam that she got through glamming over there in the Clinton Foundation? Why? Because they're all liars through and through. But look, the people are stupid. They're drug addicts, and they listen to this garbage. Instead of Trump sneezes, it's collusion with Russia. Somehow there was a collusion between Trump's sneeze and the Kleenex Corporation and Moscow and the Kremlin, according to Maxine Waters, because that's how their mind works. Why do you think I talked about cars yesterday? What did I want to talk about? I'm warming you up, but I could see already it's a dead zone. I could tell already what's happening. I have a 15th sense in this business. I can feel it. I can sense it. It's not me. It's like a foggy. I feel a fogginess over the audience. They're already on Memorial Day mentality. The barbecue, the corn, the vegan dog. How could you eat a vegan hot dog? That's so disgusting. Why wrap it in anything and barbecue it if you're a vegan? Just be a limp-wristed man and stop with the barbecuing. Don't pretend you're American. Be like the reporter in Montana. Be a limp-wristed snowflake. Eat a vegan diet and just whatever. No, I don't know. Are you disappointed in the country today? Don't call me on that one. Look what they're doing to Trump. Whatever he does, a sneeze now is collusion. But they don't investigate Maxine Waters for her collusion in the downfall of Freddie Mae and Fannie Mac, or Fannie Way and Fannie Prack. She was in charge of the committee that was supposed to investigate the scam when Freddie and Fannie went down. Billions went down. The other one who was on the committee was smart enough to retire. Bonnie Frank. Remember Bonnie Frank? He knew to get out of the heat because he was going to go down, but they didn't touch him. Because why don't they go after her? Because she's a sacred cow. Why is she a sacred cow? Can't answer the question. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Reading the Daily News, New York says, Barry Manilow serenades New York at the Nassau Coliseum. Okay. His first local concert since coming out. Now, why do I have to hear about his sexuality? Why do I care? His music was always nauseatingly saccharine to begin with. What does his coming out have to do with anything? Why is there a constant brainwashing? I want to talk about this for a minute. I avoid the topic for obvious reasons, because you can't talk about the subject in radio without losing everything. But you see, I'm a sexual libertarian. I told you that 1,000 times. I don't care what a person does with their sexuality as long as they leave children alone. I've said it. I'll say it again. Last night I was in San Francisco. I went to dinner in an Italian restaurant. Whatever. Mezza. You know what I'm saying. The potatoes were as dry as the prosciutto on the other place. It's hard. One place, the prosciutto was as hard as the skin on a bongo drum. Last night, the potatoes were as dried out as at the Yankee Stadium at the end of a day. Okay. But nevertheless, I enjoyed being over there. It's the Italian district. It's my little Italy. I talked to a person who was born a girl. I knew her father very well. I won't say who it was. It's not important. I like the person because I've known her since she's a girl. She's a nice person. Well, she went through the torment of a sex change operation and shots and this and that. She obviously liked me and the dog. I mean, she's known me for years. How old is Teddy now? And we talked. I didn't look at the sexuality. I talked to the person. So I said to her, him rather, how do you feel now that you've gone through all of this tormentuous change? She's the same. There was no change. But what's the point then? What is the point of mutilating yourself if you're going to be the same person underneath it? They would lead you to believe that by mutilating your body, you're going to feel eternal happiness. You're still suffering from the vicissitudes of existence. You're still trapped on the wheel of life. Ask the Buddhists. But I'm the only one who seems to know this, because I am the wizard of radio.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Now play Percy Faith. That's what they're ready for today. Everyone's like on a harmonium of mind. They're cruising. Everyone's cruising. You blame them? You think I want to sit here suffering talking about the Islamic invasion? Do you think I want to sit here and talk about the creeping Sovietization of America because of the vermin in the Democrat Socialist Media Party? Do you think I want to do that? I don't want to do it. I'll tell you what I want to do. I'll tell you what I think I'm going to do instead. Play Percy Faith. I want to calm down. I almost blew a vein out of my head. Into my head. Artery away, vein in. Right. I remember from high school. Vein. Artery away, vein in. Basics. You got to remember basics. Vein in. Yeah, I could blow a vein in the neck. I get angry. Red in the neck sometimes. This was a beautiful time in America. I didn't know Donald Trump at the time. I don't know him now. I mean, but I'm saying, just think about how he was then when that song was big and who I was. Think about how the world converges. I want you to think about that one. Right? How the world changes in its diametricals. I only want to talk to transsexuals for a moment about the whole thing, because we're so beaten up with the lies that if we only became gay, or if we only became a lesbian, or if we only became a transsexual, if we only mutilated our body, we'd be happy forever. It's a lie. It's a gigantic lie. Because underneath it all, you're the same person. And I have a feeling that no one has ever touched the subject. They're afraid of it. It's like talking about race in America. Nobody will talk about sexuality in America in this way. Oh, you get the stupid jokes from the low brains on HBO. That's not talking about sexuality. That's nonsense. This is talking about sexuality. I mean, I can do the politics. Here's a story that'll get you so sick I can't even read it. transsexuals listening to the show, will you please call me and talk to the American audience out there and tell them what you think about my comment? Like, would you do it again? Would you go through the suffering that you went through if you knew how you were going to feel at the end of the day, that you're the same as you were before? Here's another guy calling. He has a 54 packet that keeps him sane. So it could be anything. I don't mean any topic. Okay, let's take one call here. Chris on KBET in Las Vegas. Chris, go ahead. What's your subject?
Well, this whole thing, Mike, I think you hit the nail on the head. I grew up in San Francisco, and I saw a couple people. One, a woman became a man, and then a guy became a woman, and then years later went back to becoming a man. And I talked to him about it, and he was severely depressed because he said, you know, it's a big money-making industry is what it is.
Thank you. Thank you. The doctor should be arrested for violating the Hippocratic Oath. They're a bunch of greedy pigs mutilating bodies in the name of peace and love. They're liars. They're just mutilating people.
Well, it's also the psychiatrist. You know, they go through the counseling, and then so this.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell me what you really feel. All right, right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy always wanted to be a woman. Then he becomes a woman. He's still miserable, and nobody wants him. He still can't meet someone. I want to think about that. What is the point of the whole conversion?
I think it's financial.
No, to the person who believes it and does it, do they really find happiness is the issue? How can they? How can you find happiness? Let's say a guy always had gay feelings. Let's just start with the top. Oh, I always put on my mother's this. Now I'm really a woman inside, so now I'm going to go the next step. I'm going to take hormones. I'm going to do at the end of the day, what, he's happier? Is there anyone out there who's gone through this torment who's willing to call the show and tell us if you really found happiness after all of this mishigas, as we used to say in the Bronx? No one's calling. See, now I got one call out of Las Vegas. You'd expect it on that subject. All right, let's go back to politics. The transsexuals are not going to call the show. There are transsexuals who are conservative, by the way, because they're smart. And they understand that they're better protected by conservatives than they are by liberals. For example, President Trump today used his Ramadan statement to lecture Muslims on rejecting terrorism. We have the right guy. We have an alpha, alpha, alpha macho president, pushes the president of Montenegro aside yesterday. I loved it. Came out of the chin looking like Gigante. It was unbelievable. This is a schmuck from Montenegro is going to get ahead of him in a group portrait at NATO? Gave him a push. Gave him a Mussolini chin after that. I liked him even more that he pushed the guy from Montenegro away. And the president from Montenegro thanked him. He said, it's okay, it's natural. No, you want a picture of NATO where the head of Montenegro is in the front and Trump is in the back when we foot the bill? What, are you kidding me? So Trump said, get out of the way, man. I don't know who you are. They made that into an issue. This year, the holiday begins and the world mourns the innocent victims of barbaric terrorist attacks at Trump in the UK and Egypt. Acts of depravity that are directly contrary to the spirit of Ramadan. Good for him. See, he said the right thing, but he doesn't get credit for it from the maniacs in the media. Okay, whatever, you're not interested. Whatever he does that's right, you don't see. Everything that he does that's wrong, they magnify and make it into a mountain. Okay. What do you want to talk? Do we have any transsexuals? I'm not interested in the other stuff. I'm foggy from the two drinks last night. I just shouldn't drink at all. I don't like alcohol at all, to tell you the truth. You know, the first drink feels good going down, and then you have another, and then the next day is like, forget about it. Obama used his final Ramadan statement to take a veiled swipe at Trump last year. Oh, forget Obama, that closet Islamist there. I'm sorry, I'm not a big fan of President Obama. What he got away with is astounding. Cousin went through transition, committed suicide. That's a terrible story. No, I want to hear from an actual person who went through it. Because I suspected that that's what happens. I told you I had the conversation because I'm a sexual libertarian, also a humanist. I like people. I talk to people wherever I am. Do you remember when I went to the Super Bowl a number of years ago? You forgot that story that I talked to someone in the streets who had done that? And it was the same story. Again, the same story. Miserable. Just as miserable as he was before he became a woman. Nothing changed. What is the point of this? I don't know, whatever. I don't even think people can carry this. It's like embarrassing to even talk about it. I'll do news. When you do news, I go to Fox News like every other schmuck in radio. I'll read the headlines. I'll read a history book to you. I'll quote a history book now. Kim's cronies. Western Intel zeroes in on North Korea's missile men. Oh, leave me alone with that nut. I wish he would actually consider transitioning. What if he actually became a nicer person? Kim. Maybe that's his problem. He had to be macho for a macho society. That's why he wants to kill the war. I don't know how that works. I can't figure that one out. Ariana reaches out, singer tweets heartfelt letter to fans after bombing. What do you expect her to do? Nothing else in the news, really. Not much. Here's the main thing. If you looked at what Trump's done so far, you want me to give you really the lowdown on this one? Defense spending, period. The only big beneficiary so far is not the deplorables. It's not Eddie in the factory. It's not the welder out of work. It's not the steel worker out of work. It's not the coal miner out of work. You know who really made money here? The defense industry and the consultants. That's the big winner here. You should have invested in Lockheed Martin the minute he won. If you put money into defense stocks, my God, you'd be in such luck. The shipyards are booming, I told you. New Hampshire, in-sea surge of businesses, Navy Yard expands. We're building ships, tanks, planes, missiles, bombs, cruise missiles, cruising missiles. Do they make a cruising missile that doesn't actually kill anybody? It just cruises over the site and taunts the people below. Defense spending fuels boom at Navy shipyards. I'm trying to entertain myself. In order to entertain you, I have to entertain myself. So I don't know. I don't feel it yet. I feel that the rocket has not yet achieved initial launch. It's off the pad, yes, but it's not yet in orbit. I just don't feel orbit yet. Investment in shipyards. So they're doing great. They're doing fantastic, the defense industry. Booming. That's why McCain has shut his mouth. He did his job. He got the defense industry what they wanted, the little marionette that he is. You know, McCain, insane McCain, is the shame of the McCain lineage. You know that. The grandfather was a distinguished admiral. I'll tell it again. The father was a distinguished admiral. This schmuck came in last at Annapolis. You don't know this. A complete moron. I've known people who met him. He's as stupid as he sounds. They put him in the Navy. All right, he had the guts and the brains to fly a jet. I don't take that away from him. I wish I could do that. But he was on the deck of the Forrestal during the Vietnam War, and he pressed the wrong button. He shot off a rocket, killed numerous people, almost sank the ship. I mean, come on, man. Don't put him up in the hero category. You know, Trump was right. He was no hero. But, okay, he suffered at the hands of the evil Vietnamese torturers. You gotta have sympathy for him. That does not make him for a great senator. It makes him a lunatic. They broke him. They broke the guy. They made him crazy. He never should have been sent to the Senate. He should have been sent somewhere else. I don't know, whatever. A lot of people were destroyed by the Vietnamese. You think it was easy for them after that, what they had to live through? It doesn't make them intelligent because they were tortured or a great senator. The man is a turncoat. All right, again. Still no calls on what I really want to talk about. I want to feel as though I'm in a cafe and it's my cafe today. I'm not interested in politics any more than you are. I'm not interested in what they're doing, letting in more of these terrorists from terrorist countries celebrating it. I'm not interested in that another court of fools in the Fourth Circuit Court of Schmucks with black robes said, yeah, okay, Trump, yeah, we're going to defy you. Let in more Muslims from Somalia. Let in more Muslims from Libya. We're such good liberals. Liberalism is a mental disorder. It's that simple. I can't even focus on it right now. I really want to help people who are thinking about that surgery. You better think very carefully. Never mind the lies that your therapist is telling you. Never mind what the doctor is telling you. You better listen to people who've been through this and come out on the other side and let them tell you whether they would recommend it. That's all. Why is Medicare paying for transgender surgery? Why are we in California paying for transgender surgery in prisons? Tell me why. Okay, KSFO, David, what do you think about this issue?
Hey, Mike, my daughter is lesbian. She's going to be marrying a transgender. He's in conversion right now. And she wants me to walk down the aisle and walk her down the aisle. And it is just, I've been going back and forth with this because it's...
Well, let me see if I follow it. This is so complicated.
I know.
You have an XX daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she's marrying what, an XY is becoming an XX?
A female that's becoming a male.
XX becoming XY.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got to do the aisle. Here's my recommendation. She is your daughter. You have to put aside your feelings for her sake if you want any relationship with her, which you should continue to have. I'm just telling you what, God, if it happened to me, that's what I would do. You have to just love her. It's that simple. There's nothing you can do about what she wants to do. You know, go back to Cahil Gibran. The children are not ours. You don't own them, David. David, you don't own your daughter. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, and that's kind of where I'm going right now. Is I've already said I would do it, but it's a very conflicting position.
I hear the agony in your voice. It's what I touched the raw nerve, as I normally would do in a situation as volatile as this. Are you still married to the mother?
Oh, yeah, we're still married. And what it is, also, we have five kids, and we go my son has told me I'm going to hell because I don't believe the way he believes.
Wait, hold on. Your son is a devout Christian?
Yes, he's a devout Christian.
All right, so wait a minute. So were you a very Christian family and still, is your family fundamentally a devout Christian family?
Well, no. I was raised Catholic and my wife was raised Protestant. We really never raised our kids with any religion, but they've all...
Okay, all right, I see it. So you have the whole spectrum. One son becomes super Christian. One daughter goes XXXY. So it's all over the map.
I think in between, because like I said, I have five kids. And
Are there any in-betweeners? Are they going to the wedding?
My son won't go to the wedding because he won't go. But the others will go to the wedding. So,
Let me put it to you this way, David. Let's be funny about this. Tell your son who's Christian it's not catching, number one. And number two, let him go to the party and have a good time. Tell him it's very Christian to be accepting of his sister. Do you understand that would be more Christian of him than to reject his sister?
And that's, actually, I've had that discussion with him. Exactly.
All right, hold on. This is so good. Now I feel better. I put on the religious hat. I'm being reasonable about this. Do you like this show or not? Do you want to talk about Buicks or Muslim? I don't know. This is good. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. We're fascinated by human sexuality. That's the truth. We're all fascinated by human sexuality. I would think most people today are obsessed with the subject, especially in America. That's all we talk about. You know, today they blew up Christians in Egypt. Last week they blew up little girls at a concert. But that's not important. This is what we want to talk about, is transsexuality. Okay, Brittany on WABC in New York, Line 8. Go ahead, please. You are a transsexual. Please tell us what you believe to be true.
Dr. Savage, I'm conservative. I'm a transsexual. I grew up in Brooklyn. My father was a Marine. My mother, you know, was a stay-at-home mom. I didn't know any gay people. I didn't know anything about what a transsexual even was. I'm in my 30s. We didn't know about that back then. We didn't discuss things like that. If someone acted effeminate, we thought they were gay, and nobody really touched on that issue. I've always felt like a little girl growing up. I liked to play with dolls. I would go to the store before I even understood the difference between boy and girl. I would pick
I totally understand you, and I'm not mocking what you are saying. So you made a transition. Did you have surgery? Are you a post-op individual?
Yes, I am. I did have surgery. I've been married. I've been divorced. I never tell people what I am.
Oh, wait. You mean you've been married and divorced as a woman?
Yes. And engaged.
Okay.
I've modeled as a woman. I've work as a woman. My ID reflects female, and I don't make it an issue. I don't want people...
Can I ask you a question that befuddles me? From the beginning of recorded history, there have been people who have been multisexual, or they didn't go through the surgery business. Why couldn't you just remain
I wasn't.
So why couldn't you just be gay and date men?
I never had sex with gay men. When I went to a doctor at 18 years old and I told, you know, I was very, they thought I was depressed.
Now, hold on, I want to hear more about this. This is fascinating to me.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
In his world, he's the president of the world, United States, and that's why the Lilliputians are trying to pull him down, because he stands for our desire for the sovereignty of America and for the protection of Americans. And the globalists want to flood America with, truthfully, our enemies. There's no question about it. There's no denying it. We see what Obama did. He released MS-13 gang members into the streets. He flooded America with Muslims who had not been vetted. So we're living through all of this, and I can't talk about it every day. It's crazy. I can't talk about what I can't control. But I can talk about things that people live with every day, whether it be food or vitamins or sleep or this or that. So today I'm talking about sexuality, human sexuality. Again, to put my position on the table, I'm a sexual libertarian. I have said that for 1,000 years on this show. I've been miscast 1,000 times over and over again by the enemies of my politics. And I've said it before, whatever you are, you are. Whatever you want to do is you do. It's a free country. Just leave the children alone. You cross that line, the book should be thrown at you. It's that simple. Now, having said that, we're talking about this whole issue of transsexuality in a way that interests me. I hope it interests you. Because I'm not so sure that the propaganda that we are hearing is correct, and I think it's confusing a lot of people and confusing our children in particular. It's a nightmare to tell a 5-year-old child to make their own gender choice, their own sexuality choice. It is one of the worst forms of child abuse imaginable, because children at that age don't know what they are. They could be anything. And you can convert them into, you can sway them into believing that if a little boy who's a little sensitive, or he plays with dolls, or he likes to dress up in girls' clothing, that he's really a girl. That is not true. His sexuality is not yet formed, and you are mutilating that child's mind. You're playing with his head. You're destroying his soul. Now, having said that, let's move forward to when the person is an adult and they can make an adult decision. I am of the opinion, and it's only an opinion, that many people who go through this horrendous body mutilation of becoming a woman if they're a man, and that surgery is not an easy surgery. It's extremely painful. In the reverse, I really don't know what it's like to go from a man to a woman. I can't imagine that that's, well, I'm trying to follow this now. I can understand what they do surgically, converting a man to a woman. It must be one of the most painful surgeries there is. And it's a lifetime of pain, a lifetime of a medication. But you're still a man. You can't reproduce. See, you got to understand something. You cannot make babies. If you were born a man and you surgically are converted, so-called, to a woman, and you live as a woman, that's one thing, but you're not a woman. You'll still never be a woman, no matter what you say. You're just not going to be a woman. You cannot bear children. That's the bottom line. It's what the world has known from the beginning of time. This is not to condemn you. This is not to smear you. This is not to make you feel uncomfortable. But you're not a woman. And the converse, I don't understand it. How can a woman who says, I've always felt like a man, I've always been this, I've been a tomboy, I always felt I was attracted to women, and then I'm going to be a man now. What did they do? I don't know, surgically. I don't want to make jokes about something that's so sensitive, but you're never going to be a man. You may think you feel like a man, but you're not a man. It's as simple as that. So my feeling is that a lot of this is confusing people. It's a very, very destructive idea to keep pushing this into the heads of society. And I think we need to slow down and take a deep breath. and have a sort of adult conversation about this without fearing that we're going to offend somebody. And that's what we're trying to do on the show. I don't know how we stumbled into this. It's more interesting to me than talking about other subjects right now for a number of reasons. How I came to this is because I spoke to someone who went from woman to man last night, who I've known since she's a little girl and knew the father. And I think that he said to me that he's just as screwed up or as miserable as he was before. I mean, so is he alone? And it's not to make a joke about it. I know people are tortured. But whatever happened, happened. I don't understand the whole thing, truthfully, to a certain point. I allege the following, and I will allege it again. It's a very, very daring thing, what I'm about to say. I may have said it once or twice over my 20-some-odd-year career. And I don't mean it to offend anybody. I allege that society has been suffering as a result of the fact that, unlike in the past, when people were homosexual in their feelings, they still got married, they had children, and they had some great children. And now, because everyone says, oh, I'm really a this, I'm not going to get married, I'm not going to have children, society has actually suffered. Because some of the best genes are being wasted in not reproducing. Did I say that correctly? That's actually a compliment. I want you to think about what I actually said and how complimentary it is to the gay community, the gay and lesbian community, which is that if they had remained somewhat closeted, I know it's like considered a crime to even say it, and went into a marriage and had children, they would have produced some wonderful children. And those wonderful children are not in our society. And as a result, society loses. Because that's the way it's been done since so many thousands of years. People were gay, they got married, they had children, they did what they had to do on their side, and they lived a life. Meanwhile, they had children and a family, and society went on. Now they're told, no, don't live a lie, live the truth, come out, do this, do that, don't have children, don't become mom, pot, kettle. You can tell them society is better as a result. I'm not saying this is the only reason it isn't, but I think we've lost a tremendous part of the gene pool in this coming out fantasy. That's one man's opinion. And I don't think it's in any way insulting. I hope you don't see it as insulting. It may be provocative. Some people who know me say that I'm overly provocative, personally and professionally. I've been this way since I'm a child. I've always been provocative. I've always said provocative things because I see things in a certain way. So, forgive me if I trespass upon your feelings. I don't mean to. But I am provocative. I understand this is a provocative statement and a provocative show. But for a Memorial Day weekend, it's as good as any, to be honest with you. I cannot talk about terrorism. I cannot talk about Muslims blowing up Christians anymore and then being lectured to by the liars in the government media complex that it's a religion of peace. Where are they getting the idea from? If it's a religion of peace, where they get the idea to blow up little girls at a concert? Okay, where are they getting it from? Okay, I can't do it. I've done it. I've written about it. I talk about it. I can't do it every day. It's not what I want to do. So, you want to talk about this? Let's take some calls on the Savage Nation. Sarah, on KSFO Line 5, go ahead. What's your opinion on what subject?
I absolutely agree with you on the gene pool. I'm a pharmacist, and I'm filling the prescriptions for the estrogen. And along with that, we're giving them a side of Zoloft and Xanax. You know, they see their psychiatrist a couple of times a week. I haven't met one yet that seems genuinely happy. Yeah, you.
No, wait. One what? I'm not. What, you haven't. You're a pharmacist, and you're saying you see a lot of people who are getting the hormones because they've done the transition, and they're getting a lot of antidepressant drugs as well.
Antidepressants plus anti-anxiety. But here's the thing: this one in particular has the physical attributes of like John Madden. Okay, you're not changing those giant hands. So you're not fooling anybody just because your hair is longer and maybe you don't have so much facial hair because of the massive amount of estrogen that you're taking. But your other physical attributes are not changing.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about that. If a man who's transitioned to a woman, so to speak, takes massive amounts of female hormones, estrogens, there's a great inherent danger in estrogen therapy to begin with, for women to begin with. But now you're telling me that they're not suffering cancers, a high rate of cancer as a result of that?
No, because they don't have the underlying tissue that would become cancer. So they don't
Okay, so the ovarian tissue isn't there, so they're not going to... Okay, see, I see that. But do the high estrogens do anything else to an inherent biological male that's dangerous?
Well, I mean, not really. I mean, you know, they're going to have lessening of the hair on their face, and get a little...
All right, so you as a pharmacist see a different side of it. You may not be seeing the whole picture either, any more than I am. You're getting a snapshot from the point of view of a pharmacist. I'm getting a snapshot from the point of view of a social observer. But we may not see the whole picture either. I'm aware of that. So if you want, we could do this a little bit more. Or you're bored. Like a lot of people are probably angry that I'm doing this. They'd rather I talk about converting a hard top into a convertible. That's not exactly the same thing. But, I mean, if you made a hard top and you cut the top. No, let's make it a car thing. Let's say you were made in a factory as a hard top, but you always felt like a convertible. If you cut the top off the hard top, are you now a convertible? Yes. But underneath it all, you really know you're a hard top. It's kind of cute. Not directly the same, because human emotions transcend. Human emotions are not the same as the emotions of a car. Cars have no emotions, I don't think, anyway, even though I talk to mine. Once in a while. I don't know. Is this a great topic or not? Who knows? I don't know what to talk anymore with the society we're living in, the madness of some media. You get that idiot from the newspaper trying to bring down the guy in Montana, and nothing happens. The guy wins in Montana, and they're celebrating the cretin who tried to bring him down with the body slam. He provoked him. You know, now the FBI is inventing crimes against members of the Trump family and clan. And inner circle, it's astounding. We're living in a Soviet time now. So I'd rather talk about human sexuality till things settle down, if they ever will. Can they ever settle down? I don't like the trend of what's going on from the liberal side. They become fascists. The true liberals are very few and far between. Like Dershowitz is a true liberal who is standing up and saying, wait a minute. What they're doing in making up stories about Jared Kushner is just what the Soviets did on the Laurentii Beria. I love that piece. How many true liberals are left in this society? I don't see too many of them anymore. So let's take some calls on the Savage Nation. Vegas boosts Memorial Day security after ISIS threat. You hear? Why are you bringing more of them in then? Ramadan warning. Now, wait a minute. Ramadan warning? Isn't that religious? We keep hearing that ISIS is not... has nothing to do with Islam. Yet they're calling an all-out war to mark the start of Ramadan. Isn't that religion? ISIS calls for all-out war to mark start of Ramadan by attacking innocents and civilians in their homes, markets, and roads after Manchester bombing. But they are religious, aren't they? They're telling all followers of Islam to mark the start of Ramadan by attacking innocents wherever they find them, girls, boys, infants. These are the lions of war. It said Muslim brothers in Europe who can't reach the Islamic State lands attack them in their homes, their markets, their roads, and their forums. And that's because that's for Ramadan. That's the religion. So you're telling me that I'm supposed to believe the government? That's a religion of peace? And it says, do not despise the work. Your targeting of the so-called innocents and civilians is beloved by us and the most effective. So go forth and may you get a great reward of martyrdom in Ramadan. You hear, well, is that religion? They're not called they're called the ISIS, the Islamic State, right? They're not called Crisis. They're not the Christian state. They're not called BISIS. They're not the Buddhist state. They're not called JISIS. They're not the Jewish state. They're not called ISIS. They're not the Hindu state. So for these fools in the government to deny what is real here is why we're getting killed. And until we change the government, we're never going to save ourselves. And that's why I can't talk about it, because the common sense that I just gave you is so true that it's actually like a chalk on a blackboard. It cuts right through you. And that's why I'd rather talk about the whole issue of sexuality, because humans are obsessed with sexuality. And by the way, there is a sexuality component to these psychopaths in ISIS. Oh, yes, there is. The most murderous of them are probably the most sexually frustrated men you will find on the planet. Yes, you heard me. One day you will see the wisdom of Dr. Savage on this issue. Those who hide behind the violence of a religion are usually sexual maniacs. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Because the conversation is good. It's that simple. You know, it's not like time flies when you're having fun. It's time flies when your brain is engaged. If your brain isn't engaged, the day is an eternity. Bruce on WABC, what's your topic? Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I know you're a big fan of the show Billions. And
yeah.
a gender non-binary.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love that character. She's fabulous.
My best friend has been a non-gender binary for 20 years.
But what does a non-gender binary mean? What does it actually mean?
They identify with their brain rather than their sexual organ.
But wait, I don't understand that. So what are they sexually?
Sex, they don't. My friend doesn't have sex. He has sex with a mind. Oh, Jesus. I meant they. I get in trouble for this a lot.
No, it's okay. It's okay. No, it's all crazy. But you're saying that they're celibate?
They're celibate.
And they're just pure brain. They're just pure brains.
My friend finds it fascinating and loves that you have one of your things is psychological nudity.
No, wait. This non-gender binary likes my show?
Likes your show and loves the phrase psychological nudity.
Okay, but now this is a little delicate. I have to put this question in a proper manner. Does your non-gender binary friend who lives in the mind only have any form of sexual release?
With their self.
In other words, through masturbation?
Yes.
So why do they have to call themselves non-gender binary? Why can't they just say it like it is?
Because they don't want all the complications.
I mean, they're just celibate people.
With the sexual.
I mean, there is a word for it. It's called a celibate person. Why does it have to be suddenly a new category of some post-civilization rhetoric from the universities of a non-gender binary? It makes no sense. That's like turning them into an object instead of a person. They'd be more of a person to say, I'm a celibate person, than a non-gender binary. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So the macho dude stuns the vermin in the media and knocks the Dems for a loop and wins anyway, even after the assault charge. They don't know what to make of it. I'll tell you what you're going to make of it. The pencil necks in the media are going to be a little more careful when they go to Montana and start to try to provoke people with a microphone and a tape recorder, because they're going to get their necks broken next time. If not in the auditorium or not in the room, someone outside, they got to understand that people have had enough of them. All of these wonderful liberals who are so advanced say nothing about the massacre of Coptic Christians in Egypt. They say nothing but lip service about the little girls blown up by Muslims last week in England. Nothing. But if Jared Kushner sneezes already, they're all screaming collusion with Russia. It shows you how upside down everything is. And I'm going to go back to the transgender issue and human sexuality. By the way, talking about human sexuality on a radio show of my type is like playing with a loaded gun at a frat party in Texas. Robert will like that one. Is that a good, did I insult people from Texas? No, it's true. I thought about that during the break. What I'm doing on radio right now is as dangerous as playing with a loaded gun at a frat party in Texas. It just came to me. I think it's true, though. Just as you shouldn't take a loaded gun to a frat party in Texas, you really shouldn't talk about human sexuality on talk radio, but I've had enough already of the other stuff. So let's go back to the loaded gun of human sexuality just for a moment, because I think it's an incredibly important topic, especially in our sex-obsessed world. And you say, well, come on, not everyone's sex-obsessed. Yes, they are. ISIS is probably the most sex-obsessed organization on the planet. You look at the psychology of people who would do this to innocent people, and if you tell me you don't see a sexual element to it, or you look at them trying to exterminate innocent people in the name of their religion, you tell me there's no sexual repression in their religion? You're wrong. Okay, you're wrong. And we'll talk about this a little bit more. Zuckerberg calls for the government to give everybody universal basic income. What a moron. You know, you start to realize that a guy as rich as he is may not be that smart. He could just be lucky, like he was in the right place at the right time and rode away. But he could be a total dummy. He's a dummy if he thinks anyone believes a word he says, other than the people in his auditorium. He's like Mao Tse Zuckerberg. I mean, who's he speaking to? He's in Mao Tse Zuckerberg's auditorium speaking to workers of Mao Tse Zuckerberg. And they clap when he says everyone, the government should give everybody universal basic income. He should start with his $58 billion fortune and give it away. That's all. Oh, there's a little good news. Do you remember the so-called professor who beat up Trump supporters at a Berkeley rally with a bike lock? He was arrested. Yes, they got him finally. I was the first one to name him in the media. Berkeley police arrest local professor for allegedly beating Trump supporters with bike lock. His name, Eric Clanton, a so-called professor at so-called Diablo Valley College, has been arrested by so-called Berkeley police for allegedly attacking so-called pro-Trump activists with a bike lock during rallies that took place on April 15th. Remember him? No, you don't remember him. I had a listener who sent me his name from a small blog. And so-called Berkeley police captain claimed that Clanton was tracked down at a location in Oakland, California, and they arrested him. He'll get out. Every liberal nut in the country will get behind him. They should throw the book at him. Believe me. Okay. Collusion. You know, I drank vodka last night. I think the Russians were involved. I think somehow the Russians were involved, even though it wasn't Russian vodka. It was American vodka. I think somehow the Russians were involved in me drinking that extra drink last night in North Beach. So let's go back to the topic of topics, the loaded gun at a frat party in Texas, which is sex. Everybody listening to the show is obsessed with sex. Even those of you who don't think about sex are obsessed with sex, but you've taught yourself not to think about sex because you're obsessed with it. So you put a wall between you and your feelings. And so therefore you are thinking about sex. And the most religious people are usually the most obsessed with sex by repressing it. Rightly or wrongly, they'll admit it to you. I met a very religious Jewish person and a good man who said to me, you think I don't have feelings? He said, I'm not made of stone. He said, we repress the feelings on purpose. So in other words, everyone's obsessed with this topic. It's the strong. Why do you think nature or evolution or God, whichever way, wherever you're coming from, made this urge so strong in us? Why? Why do you think sexuality is such a strong, powerful current in our beings? Why? Because if it was not, there would be no reproduction. There'd be no continuation of the races. So therefore, the biological imperative, meaning the sexual, is the one of the most powerful urges in a human being. I remember when I was in high school, and I was falling asleep. I was bored. I didn't have a long attention span. I was so bored of high school. I hated it. But somehow I did well, and not great. I was like a B student in high school. I was just like a dreamer. My mind was always on something else, or the girl's hair in front of me, and the desk in front of me. I wasn't really listening. Especially this time of year. Are you kidding me? This month of May already in high school? Are you joking? I wanted to go to the Rye Playland up in Rye, New York, rather than sit there and droning on about geometry or whatever it was I was learning. But I remember this topic would come up, and the teacher would say provocative things to keep us awake. And he was a great teacher. I forget the course, but he said something to the effect that the human being has some basic urges that, what they are, the urge to eat, the urge to drink, the urge to relieve themselves, and the urge for, human sexual or reproduction. And we all, turn red-faced, like, ooh, kids. It's really one of the most powerful urges. Some people could probably go without food longer than go without sex. Some people probably go. No, I think that's probably true in the case of San Francisco. You look around, I'm sure of it. It's a constant theme. in our society and perhaps in the entire world. And as I say, you look at the violence coming out of ISIS, you know that they're all sexual repressive cases. Every last one of them. Look what they did when they took over towns and cities in Iraq and Syria. They turned beautiful young children, Yazidi girls, Christian girls, into sex slaves. They raped them around the clock. Not one word from Hillary Clinton about the Islamic rape of girls. Not one word. She gives a speech yesterday, not one word about the Islamic slaughter of Coptic Christians, and says she jokes about drinking Chardonnay to get through her great trauma of losing. And the girls in the audience all laugh. It's crazy. I mean, the world's crazy. The world's gone mad. You know that. So for me to spend this valuable time on this valuable radio show and you to spend your valuable brain talking about human sexuality, is it a waste of time? I don't think so. I think it's an important topic. Because the human sexuality issue that we are discussing of transsexuality, for example, and this obsession in America today, especially with the surgery or whatnot, is part and parcel of the whole madness of the world, incidentally. One way or the other, whichever side you're on, it's part of the madness of the world. ISIS is on one side and America's on the other side. We have total sexual liberation, which has led to madness. They have total sexual oppression, which has led to madness, when you think about it. You want to see madness? I couldn't get to the story till now. Source Breitbart. Doctor quits profession after urging minorities to rape Front National voters to create half-breeds. A doctor who called for ethnic minorities to rape female conservative voters so as to bring France, quote, multicolored descendants, unquote, and, quote, kill right-wing poison in the egg, unquote, has quit work after a ruling by the Order of Physicians. After publishing a post entitled, quote, Impregnate the Female of the FN, in December of 2015, Thierry Le Coquier was taken in for police questioning. The doctor was subjected to a reminder of the law by a prosecutor for, quote, incitement to commit a crime. Listen what he wrote. Since right-wing women are part of the recipe for crossbreeding their own pale race, let's use it against her side. Let us sexually overcome these stupid, brainless women without hesitation for the survival of a smiling humanity. And I don't even want to read the rest of this. This was a doctor. And it will show you how insane, not liberalism is, but communism is. This is the mark of a stone-hearted communist who wants to completely obliterate the Caucasian race in Europe. And if you think it's any different here amongst the so-called radical progressive, you haven't read their literature. I have. Now, what does that have to do with obliterating the composition of America, my conversation of today? I will let you connect the dots. And you will come to understand that this does not occur in a vacuum. This obsession with transsexuality, this obsession with hormone shots and surgery to become what you really are, nonsense. Maybe there are a few people, a very, very few people, who are born with parts of both genders. Maybe there are some people who have gene and hormone problems. Don't deny it. Absolutely a fact. But when you start to generalize and let people believe that just because they have some feelings in the other direction, they should go and have it cut off or added on, you're doing society grave harm. In my opinion. One man's opinion. I'm a sexual libertarian. That's how I see it. Now, we can move on. Do all politics and bore you to death. What's in the news? I don't know. Go to michaelsavage.com. Michael Savage says, if Trump talked with Russia, so what? Great article. No one linked it. Actually, it's not true. Breitbart linked it. Alex Jones linked it. Yes, some linked it because they're smart, good people. They didn't balance whether it was politically of any value to them to make me a little more known. That's all. They thought the article was good. Declassified memos show FBI illegally shared spy data on Americans with private parties. Awful. The FBI is out of control. Trump to take travel ban to Supreme Court. That's good because we're now in control again. Will he be on already on the court, the new one? What was his name? I forget already what his name. Who knows? Trump's allies convicted of high crimes without a trial. That's fabulous. At least there's some real liberals left. Zuckerberg joins Silicon Valley bigwigs in calling for government to give everybody free money. He should start with his own fortune, but he's a liar and a hypocrite. What else is new? Let's see the commentary. I don't read the commentary. This is the Savage Nation. Oh, A lot of people commenting now on the commentary board. Okay, let's take a surgeon. Tom, you are a surgeon in the Reno area, calling on KKOH, the great station in Reno. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking the call. I think you've done a very nuanced job of dealing with the perversion of disorders of sexual development. And the only talk show person I know of that's got a degree in science. And Nature magazine in February 1915 has a 2015 has a review, an extensive review on sex redefined, and it comes to the conclusion that the idea of two sexes is simplistic. But I'm a surgeon who dealt with ambiguous genitalia in children when they're born, and it's a very difficult problem. There's genetic sex, there's hormonal sex, there's enzymatic sex, and these are all can be different. A child can be born XY, make high levels of androgen, testosterone, and yet the cells simply do not respond to it. It's called total androgen insensitivity.
And wow.
Even though they're if you look at their chromosomes and the hormones in the blood, you'd say they're male, but really they look like a female. And I think you've done a wonderful job calling attention to this problem. But one of the paradoxes is brought up by the pharmacist who talked about changing the hair color on somebody who looks like John Madden. Even though most children who have questions about what they are get out of it, they grow out of it, there are mm-hmm. people who don't. And those people, those children, would be better served if the changes are done before they develop the Adam's apple and those masculine changes. And a recent development in terms of the puberty blockers allows them a great deal more time to make a decision. But it's a dilemma because the best results will occur if the transgender intervention is made when they're young, before puberty. And that's why it's so important that parents who have a child of a question go to a center that really specializes in this.
Yeah, but wait, I don't know which side you're arguing here. It sounds like you yourself are quite ambivalent about the subject, are you?
No, I'm not at all. I think there are many people who should not have a change, but there are some who really should, just from the biology. And you as someone...
Okay, hold on. So you're, okay, as a surgeon, you are speaking from a scientific point of view, and you explain the biology of some individuals following that. But you're saying, as I believe, it's now overgeneralized. Isn't that what you're suggesting?
Yes, I think it is. But
okay, hold on. I want to come back with a man of science on the subject of transsexuality and the confusion that now exists in our society as a result of going from the strictly biological transsexual in childhood to the psychological transsexual in adulthood. Well put, Michael. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. We can't go back to the surgeon. I have only a minute left, but I want to go back to what we discovered talking to the surgeon on this transsexual issue that I defined as the strictly biological transgender as determined in childhood with actual tests to the psychological transgender as believed in adulthood, i.e. the Bruce Jenner. A perfectly happy man when it served his purposes, sports figure, father. Then when he wanted a little attention, I guess he went down the other way. Now he says he wants to go this way, that way, that. And we all are still in the news. So a lot of this is hype. Some of it is real. And before we all start jumping on the bandwagon that I'm really a woman, I'm really a man, what the doctor taught us today is very interesting. That there are children who look like boys and produce male hormones, tons of it, but the cells don't respond to it. I never knew that. And if you learn something new every day, as you do on the Savage Nation when it's good, then you've spent some good time on the program. We have built a new building together of thought. Just as there are high rises all over America's cities that reflect the genius of contractors, there are high rises of thought from time to time, here and there. I'll be back for another hour. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award.
It's everywhere. It's constant. We've had four major terrorist attacks in a week in four different places. Obviously, Manchester, Egypt, Philippines, and Indonesia, by the same, generally the same groups. It's nonstop. The good news is for us in America, we have amazing people protecting us every day. DHS, obviously, FBI, fighting the away game is DOD, Department of Defense, CIA, NSA, working with these incredible allies we have in Europe and around the world. But it can happen almost here anytime. I was telling Steve on the way in here, if he knew what I know about terrorism, he'd never leave the house.
Great. That's the head of the DHS. If he knew what I know about terrorism, he'd never leave the house. You hear this? I don't know. I don't think we're fighting the war properly. We're fighting defense when we should go on the offense. I do know we're using drones. I know we're using troops. I know we're using airplanes. But we're not doing enough of an offensive fight against them, in plain English. And to bring in more of them who are not being vetted, and to have liberal psychotics in the judiciary say to Trump, drop dead on your travel ban, bring them in from Libya, bring them in from Syria, bring them in from Somalia. We love them. We want more of them. We don't care who they blow up, because that's our agenda. Crazy madness. Well, Gianforte won over there in Montana. That's good. And now this story bothers me. Gary Cohn, that's Trump's economic advisor, said that Donald Trump's views are evolving on the Paris Climate Change Agreement. That's bad. That is very bad. Cohn said his views are evolving, which is exactly what they should be, Cohn explained during a press briefing in Sicilia at the G7 summit. Cohn said that Trump had several discussions about the climate agreement with global leaders, many of which had worked on the plan to combat climate change for many years, and that, Trump's more knowledgeable now. They got to him, in other words. I guess they figured a way to make more money off it now, so now he's for it. Okay. Someone's going to make a little vig off this one. Maybe they explain what they already know in Europe, that there's a fortune to be made with the Paris Climate Change Agreement, and that Trump was the last one to know it, that there's more money to be made on the Paris Climate Change Agreement than there was on green energy. So you know what I'm saying? Manchester suicide bomber's rotten, stinking, evil sister said he did it out of love for Islam, quote unquote. I know it's not based on religion, according to the credos of liberalism. But the system of the vermin, Salman Abedi, said he launched a suicide attack on the little girls at the concert out of love for Islam. Quote, unquote. Love for Islam. Her brother had become increasingly violent over the course of the past year, convinced that Muslims were under attack both in the UK and abroad. Then why bring them into England? Why bring them into America? They're incompatible with these nations. Oh, I know. I can't say that. It violates the protocols of Mr. de Blasio, who confirms he will march in a parade honoring Puerto Rican terrorists, a terrorist from Puerto Rico, who set off bombs all over New York when he was with FALN. Released from prison by Obama, now marching in a parade. Unbelievable. Trump travel ban fight heads towards Supreme Court showdown. Okay, when is that going to happen? When his appointee Neil Gorsuch is there? That would be good. Unless we get a turncoat, and guess we get a Roberts out of him. I still don't know about Neil Gorsuch. you know, once they become a judge and on that level, they also get turned. Like when he got to, it's like Trump going to the summit. He went to the Pope. What do you think was going to happen? The Pope is a nutter on this issue. A complete nutter. Flies in the Vatican, an Air Italia plane, lives in a walled city, surrounded by billions of dollars in art, and talks about poverty and climate change. And supposed to believe a word with the mumbo jumbo and the incense. Yes. Okay, whatever. 855-407-282, phone number. We were talking about transsexuals in the last hour or two. And I got a lot of calls on that. I don't know if I want to continue it. I don't know. Not that interested in it. What do you want to talk about? What's the most interesting thing you want to talk about today? You want me to talk about masked Muslim gunmen shooting apart Coptic Christians and killing more? And not a word from the wonderful liberals in the press? Yeah. It's almost futile. Because you're never going to convert them to reality. They've always lived in this alternate reality of madness. Here you got the so-called Guardian reporter who provoked the politician of Montana being celebrated by the rats in the media. Well, he won anyway, by the way. The Guardian reporter will be long forgotten, trust me, real fast. Then you got the FBI investigating Kushner without any evidence. Then you got ISIS calling for an all-out war for their holy holiday of Ramadan, and we're told that it's nothing to do with religion. Where is your common sense? You got Zuckerberg worth $60 billion talking about a universal based income. Where is your common sense to believe a liar like him? So there's some good news that the Montana candidate won even after the left set him up. Has CAIR released a statement about the killing of little girls in Manchester? Maybe they have. I don't know. All we know is that the media is focusing on Russia. I know I had two vodkas last night for dinner, and it could have been the Russians who made me drink it. I really don't know, even though I don't drink Russian vodka. I drink only American vodka. But it could have been something to do with Russian brainwashing that had me order vodka rather than wine. I don't know. I have a suspicion there could be a secret airwave transmission being sent into the world to make Americans drink vodka. That could be the problem. There could be some collusion between vodka manufacturers and Russia. In fact, I think the FBI should broaden their investigation of Trump and Kushner into all vodka manufacturers, American or otherwise, because there could be a giant conspiracy of collusion between Russians, the Kremlin, as Maxine Waters would say, and vodka manufacturers to make people drink more vodka in general, because a rising sea raises all tides. So if you actually look at it from the point of view of mad people, and you put on the tinfoil hat, and you become as crazy as they are, it starts to make sense to you. Okay, let's take a caller or two. Maureen on KVOR up in the mountains of Colorado. KVOR, Colorado, line 9. What's on your mind, Maureen? Are you still there?
Hi, Dr. Savage, I am. Hey, I'm calling about my husband's uncle, who is now my husband's aunt. And he had a full-fledged reassignment surgery. He was a normal little boy. He married. He had two children. And at some point in the Vietnam War, I think it was Army, but I'm not entirely sure. He apparently signed a lot of orders that sent a lot of young men to their deaths. And when he came home, my mother-in-law, who is his older sister, seemed to think that mentally he was off and thinks that he might have been suicidal. And rather than take his life, he changed his sex.
Well, that's pretty succinct. So from your point of view, the trans surgery was not so much because they identified as a woman. It was to kill off the male side.
Absolutely. And to alleviate the guilt that he felt, because he felt tremendous guilt.
Wow, I never heard that analysis. Never. I never heard that viewpoint of this transgender business.
No, and because he was a normal, you know, boy. He was a typical, stereotypical boy, young man. But what's really funny, and I don't, you know, not to be mean or anything, but when you're first around him, he is very effeminate, even though he doesn't look very feminine, but his voice goes higher.
Wait. You mean now that he's become a woman? How old is he when he had the surgery? How old was he?
I think he was probably in his late 50s, maybe early 60s.
You mean the world was waiting for an old man to become a woman?
Yeah.
I mean, he must be very hot on the dating circuit.
I don't think he dates. I think he's asexual. But he has,
so what's the point?
I don't.
What's the point if he's asexual?
He has no contact with his children. They all left when he did this because This was, it wasn't normal.
Somebody just sits home and puts on makeup and tries on different outfits?
Yep. And he went shopping once, Dr. Savage, with my mother-in-law. So this is her younger brother she grew up with for years as a boy.
Look, you know, there are people in a lot of mental pain. If he's just putting on dresses and makeup and looking in a mirror, God bless him. At least he's not joining ISIS to kill innocent girls because of his sexual repression.
Yeah, but it's sad because he's all alone. His family has basically, not his nieces and nephews, but his children.
You know, what effect does it have upon his biological children, knowing their father did that?
Disowned him.
I mean, the children. What do the biological children think of this?
I've never met them. They're my husband's cousins. I've never met them.
All right. Look, I'm not going to sit here and make jokes about a thing like this. There's so much confusion in the world today that it is being reflected in sexuality as well. Where up is down, down is up, right is wrong, wrong is right, left is right, right is left. People are so confused, they don't know what they're doing. We've lost our grounding. There's no north, there's no south. Our lodestones are gone. There is no lodestone. There's no lodestone guiding us north out of this morass. And it's very difficult, I got to tell you, for me to get up here every day and try to make heads or tails out of an insane world. But somehow I haven't lost my bearings. Not yet. I may be in a dark forest, but I know which way north is. I still have a good compass. Let me send you a copy of Trump's War because it's the best compass for this administration. I only wish the president would read it once in a while. And wouldn't it be nice if Trump read Trump's War? He could remember why we voted for him. Don't be thinking I'll be in the White House, too, in the near future. I don't think I'd go now. I think it's like anyone who goes there now is going to be afraid. It's like they're going to be like called in by the Soviets now. I mean, the Soviets in our Congress. Just by going, like, to have a dinner. Like, if you go to Mar-a-Lago and have dessert now, you can be called in. Like, did you discuss Russia over ice cream? Is that what you were really talking about, Dr. Savage? All right, I want you to be honest with me. Were you talking about Russia over that ice cream with Donald Trump? No, we were having ice cream, talking about people. I want you to level with me. You're under oath now, Dr. Savage. Did he discuss Russia with you during that ice cream summit? This is what could happen now when you live in the Soviet times of today. All right, I made my point. KLIF, Brad, line two. Welcome, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to appreciate you for, my wife didn't listen to you. I'm here in traffic in Dallas, but, you did make her laugh a time or two. You just don't do the analysis of, Comey and Trump. It gets old. You're always to the point, but she appreciated your humor, commenting about misshapen women and yoga pants and large men.
So she's a woman who doesn't get along with women, is she?
Something like that.
So you're saying your wife doesn't care for me politically, but she likes the occasional humor, is that it?
Yes, exactly.
Is she listening to the radio right now down there in Dallas?
I'm sorry, Mike, missed it.
Is your wife listening with you, Brad? Is she listening to the radio?
Oh, no, she's not.
Why not? Where is she?
She's at home right now, but she's not listening.
And what are you going to do this long Memorial Day weekend down in Dallas? Tell me what you're doing Saturday, what you're doing Sunday, and what you're doing Monday.
Monday I'm going to cook hamburgers, but that'll require me to go out and get a grill. Like, my last grill was damaged.
That's always a rush, like a Home Depot job on Sunday for the grills.
Right.
Yeah, then they'll find out that the grill itself was causing cancer. It's crazy. Everything you do is upside down. It's not the meat, it's not the heat, it's the actual stainless steel isn't stainless. It was made in China from a certain mine. It turns out that the stainless isn't really stainless. It's actually stained metal, which converts into carcinogenic compounds, and that's why you die from the hamburger meat. Crazy. Crazy over you. Let's have some music, Robert, before I take my first break. I asked for a theme from a summer place we played. We did San Francisco with a flower in my hair, which we played. I asked for the sound that I like from Brokeback Mountain. Sat in my apartment as a kid in the Bronx. Go get bored, see if I care. Here I was, a little New York kid, little boy wearing a cowboy outfit with two cap guns. Everyone who came through the door, I shot dead. The smell of caps to this day, I can smell in my nose. I love those caps. But I used to play this Gene Autry record over and over again. And you know what? I had a hand-cranked little phonograph. Would you believe this? I was obsessed with it. because I so hated my life in New York in that rotten, stinking apartment that I've glorified in all of my writings and books. I used to dream of the wide open spaces, and now that I live in them, I can't wait to get back to the Bronx.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It is Savage Nation, whose lives matter to me very much. Savage Nation lives matter. Did you know that? And we have the great callers. Tim Kaine's kid hit with criminal charges after disrupting pro-Trump rally. You know Tim Kaine, don't you? The lunatic who would have been vice president had the Chardonnay drinking nut one. Violent son. Violent, violent son. You can't believe what this kid did. Read it yourself. John Boehner, remember him? The guzzling drunk said Trump's term has been a complete disaster, said John Turncoat Boehner. That's all. It doesn't get any better. You can go nuts reading this stuff day and night. It's so negative, you can go crazy on your own. Just looking at this, you can go insane. Tristan on WSBA in Pennsylvania, line 2. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Michael, I thought that the Memorial Day weekend would be a perfect time to call you and just thank you for all the nostalgia. I have been listening to your show for 15 years, since 2002. And as I told your call screener, it's always the weekends before holidays that your show seems to mean the most to me, Michael.
Well, I understand. Today, I did a show on... Today I did transgenderism. Did you find that of any interest?
I did find that of interest. You know, when you were talking about the person that you met that had transitioned, I tend to feel the same way that you do on that issue. But, you know, I did find that of interest, yes.
Well, it was a change of pace, and I, by the way, human sexuality is so complicated and so confused right now. I think it's a bigger topic than we may believe, and I thank you for your kind words. At G7 conference in Sicilia, Trump diverts agenda away from climate and towards Islamist terrorism, you see? See, he is doing his job. Ramadan rage, 28 Coptic Christians massacred by your friends from the Religion of Peace. In one of the most barbaric terrorist attacks after the last barbaric Muslim terrorist attack, not one word from those in the media who attacked Mr. Gianforte in Montana. Not one word from these lousy, stinking left-wing stooges. Okay, he won anyway. And the other one will be lost into the garbage can of history. He's already forgotten. He was nothing to begin with. I'll be right back. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Okay, Zuckerberg's coming up. You know who he is, one of the richest schmendricks on the planet. Who got very lucky for co-developing Facebook with someone who sued him and won a fortune. Now the schmuck was worth $58 or $100 billion, says we should have universal basic income in a slimy, lispy voice. I can't believe what I'm listening to. He's going to end poverty. He's going to end disease. He's global, this, global, that. You got to hear clip 10. Here is Schmendrickberg, Mark Schmendrickberg, worth $58 billion, telling us that there should be universal basic income. Listen to clip 10. You got to hear this.
We should have a society that measures progress, not just by economic metrics like GDP, but by how many of us have a role we find meaningful.
Like raping?
We should explore ideas like universal basic income to make sure that everyone has a cushion to try new ideas.
Wait. Universal basic income. If that is not straight out communism, can you tell me what is? You mean that the drunk in the street who urinates on himself, you mean that the junkie shooting up in an alleyway should have the same income that you have? So, you know, Mark, what I say is this. You live behind walls. You have a huge gated estate everywhere you live because you know you're hated by a lot of people. And now you're saying we should have open borders, so we know you're a liar through and through. You're lying through your teeth. So he gives a speech in front of his employees calling for universal basic income. Why doesn't he begin by giving away his fortune to the poor. Let him start with his own fortune. Why doesn't the Pope give away the great art of the Vatican to those who are homeless in Europe? There are no homeless people because they all have a universal income as a result of the stupidity of those enemies within. But why doesn't the Pope give away the great art in the Vatican to help some of the poverty? Why doesn't Zuckerberg give away any of his wealth? Why doesn't Hillary give away any of the glam that she got through glamming over there in the Clinton Foundation? Why? Because they're all liars through and through. But look, the people are stupid. They're drug addicts, and they listen to this garbage. Instead of Trump sneezes, it's collusion with Russia. Somehow there was a collusion between Trump's sneeze and the Kleenex Corporation and Moscow and the Kremlin, according to Maxine Waters, because that's how their mind works. Why do you think I talked about cars yesterday? It's the beginning of summer here. It's the beginning of summer. Everyone's gone. They're on the road, hot dogs, hamburgers, and the Muslims are bombing all over the world. And the head of the DHS says you'd never leave home if you knew my terror info. You hear we're sitting here worried about them? Now they're threatening Las Vegas after a threat from the Muslims and ISIS. And Pentagon is planning an ICBM intercept test. And Chinese jets are buzzing a Navy plane. And the FBI is trying to indict Jared over a ham sandwich. Why are they going after Jared Kushner? There's nothing there. They're going to try and indict him over nothing. And they, by the way, they may get something to nail him with that he didn't really do, that anybody would do. Notice there's no investigation of Hillary or Bill Clinton and Uranium One. Do you notice that? Have you noticed that there's no investigation of why that helicopter went down with 17 special men on it from SEAL Team, the SEAL Team that took down Osama bin Laden? Remember, there was no real investigation of that? All of these brave Democrats, these loudmouth, phony, criminal Stalinists, they have no charges against Jared Kushner, but they're trying to indict him. And the only one who's speaking out cleverly on this, the most intelligent statements on this relentless attack upon the Trump family and Trump himself, is a liberal, a true liberal, named Alan Dershowitz from Harvard. I was never a fan of Alan Dershowitz. I never kind of liked the type. I left New York because of that type many years ago. I fled New York because of the Dershowitzes of New York. But as the years have gone on, I see that Dershowitz is actually true to the liberal credo. He's a true liberal, not a progressive, and he actually understands that what they're doing to Trump and his family is criminal, and it's like Joseph Stalin. Please listen to Alan Dershowitz in clip 04 on The Savage Nation.
I don't like criminal investigations to start on the, hoping that you have the target, maybe we'll find the crime, maybe we'll find the statute, and if we can't find the statute, we'll stretch the statute to fit the person. That sounds like Lavrenti Beria and Joseph Stalin. Show me the man and I'll find you the crime. I don't want to ever see that come to America.
Well, that's what's come to America. And strangely enough, there was a guy opposite him who used to be very fair-minded, who's lost his mind completely. Jeff Toobin, who I thought was a fair-minded lawyer, constitutional scholar or something, has gone completely crazy. He's gone badass. He is now saying the opposite. So, you know, the battle lines are drawn. We have good news as well. The candidate in Montana won, Gianforte, who assaulted the so-called reporter Ben Jacobs, who's now a cultural hero, of course, to those in the media, because he's just like them. Whiny, tricky, slimy, out to get Trump. What more can you ask for an appearance on Good Morning America? You certainly don't want a conservative who stands for American values. So Gianforte won anyway. I try to find out, by the way, you know who Gianforte is? You probably don't know. No, it's not Gianforte's Pizza on 18th Street. Gianforte is from Montana. And they almost set him up and almost destroyed him, they thought. But he won. The guy won. So the whole Democrat thing is in a disarray. Now, FBI is saying that Mr. Kushner, the son-in-law of the president, didn't do anything, but they're probing him anyway. That's a form of character assassination. The FBI is now a rogue agency, completely out of control, functioning as though it is in the Soviet Union under Mr. Beria, the worst man in the history of the Soviet Union. Well, they were all pretty bad, but Lavrenti Beria and Joseph Stalin said, as Dershowitz said, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. That's what the new FBI is doing. Can you believe this? Instead of investigating imams who are preaching hatred, instead of investigating terrorists, on a more vigorous basis. They're investigating the Trump family. Can you believe how sick this country has become? A witch hunt. Now, why are they going after Kushner? There's no evidence he did anything wrong. It's unclear what precisely Kushner may have done to have drawn the Soviets in the FBI to investigate him. It's simply a witch hunt and an attempt to destroy Trump from within by weakening him from the inner circle. It's terrible to watch this because today it's Kushner, tomorrow it's you. If you let a rogue agency like the FBI do this to Kushner, they can do it and they will do it to any one of you, whether you are a liberal or not. You are vulnerable and you know it. You know you've done something. I don't care if you're the biggest Democrat in the world. You know that you have a skeleton in your closet that they can find. And if you're going to let them get away with this kind of civil liberties abuse, you can be next. What kind of religion? Can I ask you this? They cite their religion as they set up bombs at concerts where little girls attend. They blow them to pieces and then they celebrate it. And so far as I know, CAIR has not yet apologized at all and say it has nothing to do with Islam. I haven't heard that yet. They haven't said a word. Has CAIR released a statement? Jim, will you look it up on the ISIS killing of the little girls? Where's the clowns in CAIR on the killing of the little girls? I don't know where they are. But what kind of religion poisons the minds of people to think that killing little girls is part of their religion? Tell me what kind of religion does that to a mind. If it's in their holy book, then we have real troubles in this country with freedom of religion. Let me tell you that. We better revisit what freedom of religion really means. I guarantee you the founders didn't mean that freedom of religion means you can bring in a holy book which says kill the infidel or cut his throat. I can guarantee you they didn't mean that when they said freedom of religion. I can guarantee it. But there's no investigation of that. So far, no investigation of imams preaching hatred. The attack on the little girls in England, how it's been swept aside by the vermin who are only interested in pushing the false narrative of Russia. Collusion. It's the Titanic of the news business to keep pushing this lie. We all hated them before the election. We hate them even more now. And I'm using a strong word because I believe it. They are going to kill us all. How would you explain that after little girls are blown up to in pieces by a nail bomb by Muslims, a Muslim and others in the ISIS cell over there, including his wonderful blood brother, how come they're not covering that story? Ask The Guardian's Ben Jacobs why he won't cover a story from his home of England, if that's where he lives. I mean, The Guardian's an English newspaper. He's probably an American snit from the NYU area who works for The Guardian, I would guess, a stringer out here. Ask him why he's not covering the connection to the mosque in London, if any, and a connection to the mosque in Manchester, if any. Ask him why he's not investigating that. Ask Ben Jacobs why he's not going back to England and sticking a microphone in the face of a few imams or a few Muslims in the streets of Manchester and asking them if they approve or disapprove of the killing of the girls. Or ask Ben Jacobs of The Guardian, or for that matter, ask Wolf Blitzer, or ask Jake Tapper, or ask any of the other louts in the media why they're not asking CAIR here in America why they've not put out a statement condemning the attack on the little girls in England. Ask them why the brave reporters aren't doing that. These stinkers. These people who are ruining the world and ruining the nation. Don't think I'm saying this because they're attacking Trump. That bothers me very much because it looks to be a false narrative. It bothers me because they won't report what needs to be reported, which is the invasion of America by barbarians who not only do not respect our way of life, but want to destroy our way of life. And these barbarians want to convert us to their ninth century vision of the universe. And the first people on earth who you would think would be against the barbaric invasion would be all of these cowardly pencil-necked reporters. Those are the ones who are most vulnerable. If these barbarians would blow up little girls at a concert, can you imagine what these barbarians would do to these liberal reporters if they could actually get the power and get their hands on them? Can you imagine what these barbarians would do to them if they went up to them with a microphone, went into one of their neighborhoods and got as aggressive as they did with this guy in Montana? Ask them why they don't go into a Muslim neighborhood after a bombing anywhere on earth. And ask Muslims in the street what they think about the bombing. Do they support it or do they reject it? Is it part of Islam or is it against Islam? Ask yourself why they don't go around with their little recording devices to a mosque somewhere and ask the attendees and the, quote, imams what they think of the bombing. We don't know what they think because there's no reportage, because they're busy with their little honeybee. They're creating a little honey for their little hive, and the honey is the big lie. Okay? So, I mean, we've covered that stuff. But now there's some other stories that I have to get to, if you don't mind. There is a man named Dr. Zudi Jasser, who used to be on the show a lot, who went on Newsmax today or yesterday, and he said Islamic mosques are the key to the UK attacks. He's a Muslim himself. Listen to clip number four. Here is a Muslim telling us that it's the mosques themselves that are the key to survival. Listen.
This attitude from the UK, from Europe, this is why they continue to have more and more attacks. It's like trying to prevent drunk driving by ignoring the alcoholism, but just trying to say, well, we need to take the keys away. Well, that might help. But at the end of the day, they're ignoring the substance, which is Islamism, supremacists, the mosques in Britain. The Brexit move, if you will, I think started to reboot, reset British nationalism, and I think will be part of the solution.
Now he talks next about lone wolves and known wolves. You know how every time there's a Muslim attack, they call it a lone wolf? He says there's no such thing. He said they're known wolves. They're being tracked by the government. Listen to number five. It's really eerie.
You know, many of these guys end up being what Patrick Poole and others have called known wolves, not lone wolves, known wolves. And the problem is all of our apparatus, even in America, we're still focused at that last stage, which is when they operationalize, they get online or they go to Syria or Libya, as this guy did, and probably learn how to make the bomb.
So they're known wolves, not lone wolves. Tell that to the CIA. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. The madness is this in the media. Get that idiot from the newspaper trying to bring down the guy in Montana, and nothing happens. The guy wins in Montana, and they're celebrating the cretin who tried to bring him down with the body slam. He provoked him. You know, now the FBI is inventing crimes against members of the Trump family and clan and inner circle. It's astounding. We're living in a Soviet time now. So I'd rather talk about human sexuality till things settle down, if they ever will. Can they ever settle down? I don't like the trend of what's going on from the liberal side. They become fascists. The true liberals are very few and far between. Like Dershowitz is a true liberal who is standing up and saying, wait a minute. What they're doing in making up stories about Jared Kushner is just what the Soviets did under Lavrentiy Beria. I love that piece. How many true liberals are left in this society? I don't see too many of them anymore. Vegas boosts Memorial Day security after ISIS threat, you hear? Why are you bringing more of them in then? Ramadan warning. Now, wait a minute. Ramadan warning? Isn't that religious? We keep hearing that ISIS is not has nothing to do with Islam. Yet they're calling an all-out war to mark the start of Ramadan. Isn't that religion? ISIS calls for all-out war to mark start of Ramadan by attacking innocents and civilians in their homes, markets, and roads after Manchester bombing. But they are religious, aren't they? They're telling all followers of Islam to mark the start of Ramadan by attacking innocents wherever they find them, girls, boys, infants. These are the lions of war. It said Muslim brothers in Europe who can't reach the Islamic State lands attack them in their homes, their markets, their roads, and their forums. And that's because that's for Ramadan. That's the religion. She's telling me that I'm supposed to believe the government. That's a religion of peace. And it says, do not despise the work. Your targeting of the so-called innocents and civilians is beloved by us and the most effective. So go forth and may you get a great reward of martyrdom in Ramadan. You hear, well, is that religion? They're not called ISIS, the Islamic State, right? They're not called Crisis. They're not the Christian state. They're not called BISIS. They're not the Buddhist state. They're not called JISIS. They're not the Jewish state. They're not called ISIS. They're not the Hindu state. So for these fools in the government to deny what is real here is why we're getting killed. And until we change the government, we're never going to save ourselves. And that's why I can't talk about it, because the common sense that I just gave you is so true that it's actually like a chalk on a blackboard. It cuts right through you. I want to talk about that for 1 second. People say, well, isn't your book irrelevant now? I thought about it. Trump's war has legs for a reason. Every chapter is based upon what he promised us, what we told him we wanted, what we thought we were going to get, period. And so, therefore, unless we have a track record of what we elected him for, we're going to forget what we elected him for. It seems to me that he's forgotten what he was elected for. Well, I hope I get an opportunity to meet the president again. And I hope I can sit with him, and this time over dessert, talk about Trump's war, and say to him, look, the deplorables really count.
Savage.